when you started the pottery, did you get the house here in Roberts Creek?
No, that was actually, I started doing it in North Van, and
yeah.
I had a job at Capilano College,
mm-hmm.
and that was a job in the same thing. It was kind of a lucky, the way I fell into that job was kind of lucky. I did have ceramic experience, but I wasn't like, I got a job as a technician,
mm-hmm.
so maybe I wasn't quite qualified, but I still knew a fair bit about what I was doing, so I kind of learned a lot pretty fast in my job, and I did that for about 9 years. So that gave me, but it wasn't a well, it was a well-paying job, but it wasn't many hours, so I got well paid for a few hours. So I had did lots of other work in pottery besides my 2 days a week that I worked there. And so I was sort of employed already for 10 years in North Van as a potter, although part-time, and then came up here with an inheritance, bought the house, and became a full-time potter.
Mm-hmm.
And everything changed overnight, just about. Like within 6 months, there was a huge change from going to being full-time from part-time. You could see the quality went up dramatically.
Yeah.
It was quite something, because I had to, Linda said it, but I had to admit, yeah, it's definitely better. I couldn't even look at things I'd made before. I think, oh, how did I ever think that was any good? It's kind of funny. So then it had worked here fairly well. At times of the year was quite good, but other times a little bit rough. And if I had managed to figure out a few things for myself to try and make the most of a job where you never know where your income is coming from, to try and smooth it out over the year. I don't know, smooth it out isn't the right word. To try and find places where I could make almost a regular income. So I used to go to hospitals and set up in the lobby, and and you make your bookings throughout the year, so you pre-book the year. So I know I've got like 6 bookings for a year at one hospital, 6 at another, maybe even, I think at one point I did 3 hospitals like that, 6 in each. And then that worked for a while, but it started to change a bit too. So I ended up still for the last, I guess it's been about 17 years, I've been going to 2 hospitals. And that one of them has decided they were going to stop the program. Then the other one, I'll just leave it where it's at. Probably stop that myself, and just try and make what I like. I'll do my bus driving, and I'll, instead of having to make, you know, 10 of those, I'm going to make one of what I really like. So we'll see where that goes, if I can manage to do that. Because it is, you know, when you do it full-time, you've got the discipline in there. When you're doing it part-time, it's probably hard to get the discipline to work hard at it.
Yeah, I have the same experience with my music. It's the same thing. And the quality just goes down. You just feel it if you just do it part-time.
Yeah.
If you do it full-time, all of a sudden, you get, like, so much better.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe this won't work out, but maybe it will. I'm just going to give it a try. I don't have to keep driving a bus, but we'll see what happens.
I love that. I didn't know that you have, like, all those this different jobs. It's just that you were a bushplane pilot. It's just so cool.
Well, it could have been really cool. It was really cool for a little while. And then really in 1981, there was so many people just suddenly. And what was happening for the kind of companies I was working for, they'd get these contracts on the coast. They would fly loggers and different people. Maybe there might be some mining company people or whatever. And all those contracts just about overnight, not all of them, of course, but quite a few of them, were just, okay, we can't afford this right now. We have to, you know, cut out our expenses and all this, because charter aircraft is really expensive. When you fly from here to some little place that you can only get there by air, they charge you for the return trip.
Oh, yeah.
So you have to pay for both trips, so it's really expensive.